This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines, where you can get the TLX 2020 model for $209 a month, $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. Check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard.
Having some fun there talking to Steve Ostrov and Herbie Lopez. Boys are out here at 1841 North State Road 7. You know, I'd never worn this. Is this like an absolutely badass Saxon shirt?
Is that when you guys were over on the West Coast and did the meet and greet in the hall?
Yes. I think this was one of the meet and greet ones. Yeah.
And you bought an extra large?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
And it fits.
Yeah. Yeah.
The medium O.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got a little larger here during this damn pandemic thing. I got to get back to losing a little weight here, but it was. I saw it today in the closet. I'd never worn it, and I was like, "Man, this is actually pretty nice." So, if you're a Saxon fan, like I am, of course, then you'll like it. If you don't like Saxon, then you know you won't care about the damn shirt. Myron Sanchez says, "Dude, Sam Darnold will never succeed with Adam Gase." End of conversation. I'm with you, man. I'm just not an Adam Gase guy. You know what I'm saying? Damn, Tommy Italian for Life 305 again chiming in on the Super Chat.
What's going on in there?
Super Chat.
Excuse me a sec. What are you babbling about?
Super Chat.
If he...
Super Chat.
We'll all...
Super Chat.
It'll be anarchy. It's out of my hands.
It's out of my hands. Tommy Italian says, why is Sam Darnold getting so much love, Big O? All I'm seeing is Darnold is the better QB. Did I wake up on a different planet? No, you didn't, dude. No. I mean, look, Sam Darnold can play, okay? He could throw the ball. He's got QB instincts. But the one thing that I have not seen him, like, shed is that he's a turnover machine. He was a turnover machine at USC, and he's had his moments there with the Jets where he's gone and he's seen ghosts. I'm sorry. When I start seeing a QB, like, hey, I'm seeing ghosts, I just, you know, this is one of those guys to me that's kind of wired that when there might be some chaos, he might get flustered, and you might actually force this kind of guy into key mistakes and key moments. That's kind of what I feel from Sam Darnold. And he's not the first quarterback that I look at and I say, well, the dude can play, but he has this thing about turnovers in key moments. Man, I wonder who that is. Oh, Tony Romo. Yes, I'm sorry. Anyway, so, I've seen this before in certain guys. And like I said, the guy can play, but I don't trust him. I could never trust that guy. At all. If he was a Dolphin, I would tell you this is what I worry about with this kid all the time. Is what I fear with him is turnovers. And I'll tell you this at least with Sam Darnold. That is his one thing that I worry about. It's not really about accuracy. It's not about him not having pocket instinct. It's not him about a lack of intelligence. No, all the other things that quarterbacks do, he's got mobility, he can really do everything. But he has this thing about turnovers. And it's something that you can't answer. You can't explain it with Jeff George. You can't explain it with Tony Romo. It's just something that certain guys have in the history of time that they were really good, really talented guys. But you knew that at one point or another, Jake Plummer was going to screw you. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things. And there are certain quarterbacks that are like that in the history of time. In my 53 years on this earth and watching a lot of football like I have, there are just certain quarterbacks in the history of time that you know they've got the talent and the skill set. But at one point or another, that quarterback is going to burn you. And you play with him because there aren't 26 or 28 or 30 or 32, wherever the league's been, 24, whatever, back in the day. It doesn't matter what number of teams you've had in the history of the league. You've never been able to find a league full of quarterbacks. So you will take chances on some of those guys that are really talented and they've got a high skill set, but they've got a knock. Whatever it is, they choke, they turn it over, they whatever. There's something about them, and you have to roll the dice with those kind of guys. And that's Sam Darnold gives me that impression that he's that guy that will always disappoint you at one point or another. It's just hard to explain. Michael from Vermont says, want to know if Marino ever talked about playing behind Strock and if he learned from him. Will Tua really learn anything from Fitz, or will he have to be, will he have the it factor? All right, Michael. Well, first of all, yes, Marino learned a lot from Don Strock. Don Strock, all right, well, that he called the spike play. That was his call. Stroker taught Marino was that was one of those things that Marino loved about playing for the Dolphins, that he loved Don Strock. Because Stroker was a guy that could talk his language. I mean, we all kind of feel that if Stroker would have gotten a chance early in his career, by the time he went to Cleveland to start, he was already old at that point, man. It was just kind of like, it was trying to do something to do it because he had never done it before, and he had a full career already at that point. But I think all of us kind of feel that Stroker might have been a decent starting quarterback. If he would have never been Marino, because, you know, he's not going to be that kind of guy. He wasn't going to be Montana. He wasn't going to be any of those kind of guys. But he might have been a decent starting quarterback if you would have given him a chance from the get-go. The fact that you had such a competent backup for so many years there, it was a gift. And, yes, Marino many times talked about how much he appreciated having a guy like Strock to lean on and a guy like Strock that could be his eyes that would tell him things that maybe Dan didn't see at the moment. Stroker, I mean, come on, man. Stroker knows his stuff. Anybody that's dealt with Don Strock and covered him, I know that the FIU stuff, there was a little ups and some downs there, but that guy knows his stuff, man. That guy knows his X's and O's. So, yes, that was definitely a positive. And as for Tua learning from Fitz, oh, yeah, he's going to learn a lot from Fitz. Here's where – let me explain something. Here's where Michael from Vermont, here's where you're falling into the rut that I fell into and I made a mistake last year with Fitz. And I said, you know, hey, this is just a bridge guy. This is not important. This is a guy that's got a bunch of turnovers. He's not really going to help out that much in this process. It's just play him for a couple games, get to Rosen, and get him out of here. And I was wrong. I was dead wrong. Fitz was a guy what I learned from him last year was that he understood the position he needed to be in for this team. And he was willing to be that guy. And not about his stats or his game. It was about what was best for the team. And then what was best for the team in the process will be best for whoever's backing him up. And I think that's kind of what went on last year. And I think, you know, Rosen didn't take steps forward because it's his own fault. Not Fitz. I think Fitz did enough to show you how to overcome adversity left and right, whether it's pass rush, whether it's lack of running game. I'm sure in the classroom, he knows what to do. Just because he's made a lot of mistakes and thrown a lot of interceptions doesn't mean he doesn't know what he's doing and what he's seeing. And so I think that Tua will be able to learn from Fitz how to prepare. I think Tua is going to learn from Fitz all the habitual things that Fitz already has in that file cabinet of his, because he knows that coach and this coach, and he knows that offensive coordinator and that defensive coordinator, and he knows all their kind of tendencies. And by knowing those tendencies, he's going to be able to pass that on to Tua. And so then Tua's going to learn how to learn about all those tendencies. And he's going to sit there with Fitz and watch film, and Tua's going to pick up little things that defensive players are doing to give away what they're going to do. And Tua's going to be able to learn that. So everything that comes from knowledge, from experience, from habit, Fitz has that from 15-plus years of doing it in this league. It's priceless what he knows. And so, yes, there's a ton for Tua to learn. Okay? We got another super chat. Myron Sanchez, baby, chiming in.
I know that, dude.
Where'd you get this?
Super chat.
Oh, gnarly.
Awesome. Totally awesome.
Love it. Thank you, Myron. He says, you two fan says, best band in the world. Love you, Bono. Greta Van Fleet, learn from the best. I love it. I love it, Myron. There you go. Mentioning a little Greta, too, in the process. I like it. I like it. Folks were asking me this morning about the link to the Dolphins Bears game that I showed you yesterday. A lot of people weren't watching. Most of the people aren't watching the show. You know, like this is like you guys are the few and the special because you get the show before everybody else. But most everybody, they listen to the show later on. And so I started getting stuff last night and this morning. Hey, can you share the link of that, the Dolphins Orange Bowl game against the Bears where they snapped the Bears' undefeated streak? And so I put it up there. It is on my Twitter page at Big O Show because it's a remastered version of it. And listen, if you have a smart TV at home, a nice large one, I suggest you get onto YouTube and use that link and watch it and enjoy because it is glorious. Okay, because think about it, you get to kind of relive the Orange Bowl too again. And it's Dandy Don Meredith, okay? Along with it's Frank Gifford is what it is, right? Yes, it's Gifford, O.J. Simpson, and Joe Namath calling the game, okay? And I'm also really, it reminds me, not that I'm, freaking out on it or whatever, surprised, but it also reminds me of how brutally honest the broadcasters were too in those days. Because you'll see that Marino's kind of off early in that game, and Joe's like, hey, man, Marino's off. He's missing this one. He's missing that one. You know, Danny's not sharp right now and all that. So they were like, they were critical of the superstar quarterback and everything at that time. And even of the coaching. And I think it was OJ was like, Walter's averaging 5 yards or more a carry. Why are they not giving him the ball enough early on? I think Ditka's making a mistake here and all that. And they were using Sui more than they were using Walter early on, which was kind of weird. So, watch the game if it interests you whatsoever. I normally don't like to go back and to do all the reminiscing like nowadays. It seems like that's half the things they're doing on radio and television. All that is that they've got to go back, and I get it because it's hard to fill, and if you can't. If you can't talk and you really aren't, I think the people that aren't really passionate and follow sports on a heavy basis, I think they struggle to do sports talk every single day. They've got to go to fluff and they've got to go to other things because they don't have the skill set in order to really talk sports every day. And on TV, we're watching it a lot where they are running out of things to do and say, and so they have to then also now go back into the past. And I'm not one of those like, oh, let's go watch this game from, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago or three months ago. Or I don't care about that.
A perfect example is last night, Sugar Ray versus Hagler, and you weren't watching?
Yeah, I wasn't watching. I was not watching.
We both, yeah. That's your favorite. I love Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Can remember him in the Olympics.
Yeah.
I think it was his fourth or fifth fight.
Yeah.
Wide world of sports, like the third or fourth round. He's facing the corner. The bell rings. He turns around and literally runs across the ring. Doesn't let the guy even take a step in. And that was the end of the fight.
Yeah.
Sugar Ray, yeah. And the fact that you didn't even watch a minute of Hagler is a perfect example of, oh, not watching sports.
Yeah. Not
rerun. Yeah, rerun. Redone.
No.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh.
But I was so amazed at how clean that video is. And how clear it is, because normally when you watch old stuff like that, it's grainy, it's fuzzy, it doesn't look good.
Especially the OB at night.
Yeah.
The night game's got that grainy.
Oh, my Lord. That thing looked like they HD'd that bitch. All right? That's how clean that thing is. That's what amazed me about it so much, is how much they cleaned up that video. I kept trying to find myself in the stands. When they aim that way, I go, oh, can I see myself? You know, because that's how clear it was that you could actually make out the people in the stands. And I'm like, wow, that is so awesome what they can do with some of the video nowadays.
You know what? I'm willing to bet that the guys that cleaned up the Dolphin Bears game are the same guys that got a hold of the old Doors video.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it. And
yeah,
it's like,
kind of, yeah,
man. Yeah. There's a guy sitting on the speaker on the stage. Yeah. Never seen that guy ever before, you know?
Yeah.
Got to be the same people,
yeah,
right?
Or the same, at least the same kind of material, equipment, yeah, program, man. Whatever it is. William Fontesiella says, Big O, any big-name free agents left that you'd like to see the Dolphins pick up? Logan or maybe Peters to show the rookies some tricks? No, it's Larry Warford is the guy that I would like to pick up. Logan Ryan wouldn't be bad either. But I would like to pick up Larry Warford. That's the guy I would like to pick up. No doubt. I would like to add that guard. To me, that is really important. Logan Ryan would be the other one as a B. Peters is 800 years old at this point. No. And he's had his share of injuries. I just worry. I mean, the guy's like, I want to say like Peters is like 38 years old or something. It's like really old for an offensive lineman. That's one guy that No. I'm going to tell you that it has to be Larry Warford or Logan Ryan. Rosendo says, what I miss more of the Orange Bowl is the noise level, pure football noise, but I don't miss the bathrooms. Well, Rosendo, it's hard to miss the bathrooms, and, you know, there's a lot of things, but that dump was our dump, and it was such a great dump. King Short is chiming in. Kenneth in Cleveland says, Big O, do you think Tua will learn? Oh, Tua, you mean, not Tua. Tua will learn from Marino. I think Marino will pass on a couple of nuggets, but I think the guy that he will learn more from is Fitz, because Fitz is playing the game right now. You know? So... there you go. Ken Walker says, just chiming in, what link is Big O talking about? Ken, go to our Twitter page. I put out the link. It's a remastered version of the Dolphins and the Bears in 85, and it is just a thing of beauty. George Albanese says, Big O, Strock was a great backup, but it did not translate to being a great full-time starter. I would argue he should have been put in during the 83 Super Bowl versus the Skins. Yeah. No, I don't think he would have been a great starter. That's what I said. But I think he might have been a serviceable starter in this league. Remember, again, there aren't, you know, whatever, 26 good ones, 32 good ones, whatever era you want to talk about. So I think he would have been, you know, a lower-end starter, but he might have been when he was younger. By the time he went to Cleveland, it was too late at that point, man.
Was it a Monday night game when he came back?
Yes.
And we all went bonkers. It was Monday night, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes, it was.
What was that over $50,000, I think? Was that the number that was the difference that Strzok left?
I don't know.
It was like 50, 75. It wasn't 100. You know?
You might be right. I just don't remember exactly, but you might be right. You might be right. All right, let's do this. We got 1 hour down already, which is freaking amazing. At 1:10, Craig Mish is going to join us. So we'll talk to the Mishmeister. We'll talk a little baseball with Craig Mish. At 1:30, David Dwork is going to join us from WPLG and Chirping the Cats podcast. We'll talk a little hockey with him as the Panthers have, kind of made the playoffs. Kind of, I guess.
Yay, kind of, sort of, yay way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's hard for me to get pumped up about the Panthers. I'm pumped up about the playoffs, but I'm just so nervous that this is going to be a quick exit against the Islanders. You know what I mean? It's just they've never really shown me anything that resembles the kind of toughness and the grit that you need in the playoffs. So it's hard for me to feel good about it. But anyway, we'll talk to Craig Mish at 1:10, David Dwork at 1:30. We'll continue with your phone calls. You know, we also got to do on the other side, because I just saw it a little bit ago, we'll answer your texts on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you got any questions, you can chime in on the YouTube chat board, on the Super Chat. And, of course, Moody's Dental, proud sponsor. We love the Moody's family. They know how to get it done. I'm doing my Invisaligns right now, straightening those teeth out. You can do it, too. If you got a cavity, you got a filling that maybe is falling out, you need to fill that back up again. Maybe you need a root canal. You're in pain. Let's get you out of pain. We can take care of you right now, 305-821-0231. When this pandemic is over, if you want to clean your teeth, you want to get back, you know, you've been dirtying your teeth up in quarantine all day long, eating and all that, right? You want to clean up those teeth? Call Moody's Dental, 305-821-0231. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Moody's Dental. Better yet, go to the website, moodysdental.com.
What's going on in there?
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to AccidentLawFirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to AccidentLawFirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's AccidentLawFirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.